The master plan and conceptual design plan by architect Ralph Warden was presented to the congregation on September 20, 2009. Richard, can you put the first proposal to approve the master plan? Some of you, second proposal is to authorize architect to proceed with the detailed design for a fee of $41,260. And the third proposal is to authorize construction of partial or whole project after the completion of detailed design. So this is a three item. Next congregational meeting, we'd like to ask the congregation to approve. And these proposals are included in the meeting notification letters. So this proposal is already in your letter. Okay. Let's get back to the first proposal. The master plan and conceptual plan by architect Ralph Warden was presented to the congregation on September 20, 2009. Some of you may have seen this drawing and also seen the presentation before, but others may have not. In either case, I would like to show you this drawing either to refresh your memory or lead you to familiarize with the new building project. Behind me are several drawings. This is a small scale drawing, and later on we probably will be able to put it on the projector. This drawing consists of a site plan or master plan, floor plan, elevations, and there are some two renderings, three-dimensional drawing. Building committee has worked with architect for almost a year. We met almost twice a week to come up with this design. So a lot of time and thought have been put in this drawing. This is not just one day or 2 days product. This is almost one year's product. Let's look at the site plan first. Richard, would it possible to turn this thing around? Rotate to the right, clockwise. Okay. Can you show the bottom portion? Oh, thank you. Okay. This is the existing property. We have three buildings. We are right now in the sanctuary, this building. We are here. This is educational building. And this is a fellowship hall, fellowship building, where we eat lunch. This parking spaces has been reconfigured. It's not very clear, but the parking spaces has been reconfigured. So it's spaced a little bit different than what we had before. And also in the future, we may use this piece of property as an activity court. We can play basketball or do some sort of outdoor activity. And in front of this fellowship building, there is a walkway, pedestrian walkway. This leads directly to the new building. And this walkway will lead directly into the entrance of the new building, so nobody will miss it. Okay? And also, at the entrance would lead into a foyer, very large size foyer, about 12 feet wide. And it continues through to the arrival cover area. In other words, people who arrive here can drop people off and come directly into the building. Later on, we'll see the floor plan. And the building is surrounded by the parking spaces. This is it's not very clear, but on this here, you probably will not be able to see, but. Can you see this okay? Parking spaces, this building was surrounded with parking spaces. And this is the main pedestrian walkway, goes through the Clubman Road. And they are concerned about safety issue for people to walk across the street. So after many discussions, and the architect and building committee recommend that we put the smaller children in this building here, and we recommend to put the crossing light on both sides of the walkway, and with a very defined cross road, in other words, like a school crossing, the street may be marked with a hash line. So this is something we need to work with the highway department when the design starts. We cannot decide by ourselves. We got to work it out with the highway department. So this is the safety issue. We already put a lot of thought in it. And as you can see, this is the main body. This is the main body of the new building. Can you see this okay in the back? And this portion on the right hand side, these are the multi-purpose building or so-called sanctuary. We will do a lot of activity here. To the left, and there will be the classroom and things like that. And children, the smaller children's classroom will be here. There are doors. Open directly to the playground, so it's a very good side program, playground for them to play with. And as you can see, this our new property is very irregular shape. It's not a rectangular or square. It's almost like a trapezoid. It's very irregular. Shape is very irregular. Okay, look like that. It's not rectangular thing like that. It seemed to be a disadvantage to us, but the architect turned this disadvantage into our advantage. He utilized this land and then he made the building with the feature of like a stair step. You see this? Go straight, turn, go straight, turn, go straight, go 90 degrees, go turn. It's not like a box type of building. He makes this building very attractive and use this step as an architectural characteristic. So as you can see from this building, from this you can see better, they have an angle and turn. Make it more architecturally attractive. So he makes the disadvantage situation into our advantage. And also this zigzagging or step will create this pocket. You see the pocket here? So we have the places for the green area. We can plant flower or shrub or planting or anything. And also in front of this, we have a lot of green area. So make this building more attractive, aesthetically pleasing. And also the traffic here will allow the fire truck to enter and exit easily in case there's a fire. So a lot of things, thought has been put on this drawing. And this portion here is the phase one. this portion is a phase two. For our current project, we try to limit it to the phase one. Of course, if our financial capability allow us to do that, we would like to build the whole thing together, if possible. So this is a side plan. I briefly introduce this to you. You can go to a church website to see the entire presentation of architect made up 2009. They had a video. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to that website and to watch the actual presentation. He can tell you better than I can. So I will encourage you to do that. Next, let's look at the floor plan. Can you see this? Can you see this okay in the back? If you cannot see very clearly, I encourage you to move to the front so I can see better. Okay, this is the main walkway I talk about. I told you about. This will connect from the existing property. This is the main walkway. We connect it from our existing property to the new building. Okay, this is the foyer I told you about. It's very wide. We intentionally make it very wide. So the people are waiting for services or after services, they have a place to chat, to say hello or say whatever in this area. And also we made the kitchen right in between this foyer and the sanctuary or multi-purpose building, so that they can serve food, the service area, and it is quite possible we may open up another serve area on this side if we can make it very attractive, so that we can serve directly the meal for the multi-purpose building. And this multi-purpose building, the seating that's shown is about 225 people. But it's seated very comfortably. It has the potential to expand up to about 300 people, this multi-purpose building. And also there's, of course, a very nice platform. You can use as a preach, or you can use for the play, or for some sort of play activity. And this two here is storage area, but can be used as dressing room. So when the play is playing, some people can make a dress and come up and to do the show. So we try to make this platform is retractable. In other words, hopefully we can push it in. When we know we don't need it, we can push it in. When we need it, we push it out. It's a wheel. So this is some characteristic. Of course, the kitchen is here. As I tell you, the kitchen is a very good size. We try to serve both here and there. In addition, there's a room here for a small banquet area. We can use this for classroom, as well as a small banquet area. If the fellowship would like to have a banquet here, they can use this room. They have it divided by the folding door like this. They can open it up and then they can use that the big room for banquet, small banquet. And then, of course, there's a library here. And also, this is the smaller children's classroom. They have a door lead them to the outside play area. And this is the cover walk, cover entrance. As you can see, the entrance has a cover on it. And here is a arrival for the people. Arrival is also cover arrival. In the rain, you can drop people off here. They can come directly in there and then go parking. Let me see what else here. Also, this side here is the office. Later, I cannot see very well. Here is the office here. This part is the phase two, but we do have an office, and we have a conference room. And we also have at the entrance here, we have a reception area. When the newcomer come in from here door, somebody can greet them and take them to whatever, direct them to whatever area they need to go. And yeah, there's also a baby cry room here. In other words, if you bring the baby and he has a tendency to cry, you can go to this room and to join the worship. You will not, that's right, it's enclosed and we have a glass here. You can attend the service without bothering anybody. Choir room and anything else. And also there's a choir practice room. Those who are in the choir, there will be choir practice room here. We don't have to bother anybody. Okay? And when you're ready, go through this door and go to the platform and sing. So those who are in the choir. This is about the floor plan. If you want to see more, I encourage you to go to the church website and watch the presentation by architect Rob. Okay? Next, next, we can see some of the elevation. Because this is a two-dimensional drawing, so it's hard to produce a picture just from this drawing. This is the front of the building. This is the front of the building. So this is the rear in the back. This is the side elevation, both of them the side elevation. So if you can look at those, you can see better. And as I say, this is a Clapham Road, and this is a pedestrian walkway going directly into the door. And this would lead, go through here, and go to the back. Go to the back where there's a parking. Parking here. People park here can come along here. People from this side can walk through here. It's one straight line. You won't miss it. You won't miss it. So this is the thing. Also, architect did this some feature architecture characteristic. You know, he tried to make this building like a floor on the beam. And also he put a nice steeple on top. This is metal aluminum, but there's an opening here. Okay, and we have a clip here we'd like to show you so that you can see better. Fly around clip. This is a side. This is a back. This is a back arrival area. And this is a play area. This is a side. You see the step feature? You see that this is a side. This is a top. This is a back side. This is a front. Can you do it one more time? Slowly. Can you do it slowly? I don't think that can. This is front. This is the back side. This is the side. Side view. Turn around. You see this step? Make it very attractive in this. It's an architectural characteristic. Yeah. Yeah, that's he studied Oriental architecture, and he think. Yeah. But this later on we may make some revision because we try to save some cost. But his idea is to bring the roof up like a float on something. This is floating on something on the beam. You see the beam here. This is like a beam here, and this is a floating on top. And also, one thing he tried to do is along the wall they have a smaller tile, very small tile. He wanted a family to make a contribution and be part of the church, and each family make it beautiful tile, any color they want to. After they've done that, we can put it in here. Right now, you only show in the front, but it can be done in all around the building. This is a small square. This is a small tile. Each family can make its own, put whatever color they want, and make them feel like they are part of the church member. And this is all the drawing I'm going to show you. But if you'd like to learn more, I encourage you to go to the website, and they will have a presentation by architect. Not now, please. Let me finish, and you can have a question. I have received some question regarding the building expansion project. On behalf of the Deacon Bowl and the building committee, I would like to answer this question first and then answer any question you have. Okay? Richard, would you put the first question? Who has the information? Question, who has information on building expansion project? Answer, the building committee, headed up by the Nelson Xu, who reports to the Deacon Bowl, which had approved all three of the above proposal and is now asking congregation to approve the proposal. The building committee consists of Reverend Wang, Pastor Kurt, Rick Bailey, Peter Chow, Menke Ho, and Nelson and Jingwei Zhang. So we have seven people. Question. What is the scope of the building expansion project? Answer. The new building is planned for the vacant lot across the street from the church present premises. The building is two phases. The current building expansion project is limited to the phase one, which includes a sanctuary, multi-purpose room, adjoined by commercial grade kitchen, fellowship hall, and classroom. We already talked this part. This is the phase one. This is the phase two. Okay? So right now, currently, we try to limit our project to this phase one. Question. Where is the new building located? I think everybody already knows. It's across it. This is the present premises. Go across the street, and this is where the new building is. Question. when is the construction going to start? Answer. After the congregation approval of the design fee for the detail plan, it takes 3 to 6 months to have the plan completed and approved by a building official. Afterward, the construction can start anytime, depend on the available balance of the building fund, having sufficient amount to cover the cost of the first part of the project. Question: how long would it take approximately once started? Answer: it would take about 3 to 6 months for architect and engineer to finish and have construction document specification approved by the city and county building official. It would take 3 to 6 months to build the building exterior. It seems that we already have enough money to cover this portion. And it takes 3 to 6 months to do most of the building interior portion, and 3 to 6 months to finish the rest of the building, if funding is not an issue. Okay? Therefore, conservatively, it would take 6 months for construction document and 18 months for construction. It is quite possible the entire project can be completed in 15 months if funding is not an issue. Question: why do we need a proposed building? Answer: God has blessed and led the church over the years. We should count His blessing and together offer prayer of thanksgiving. God blessed us so much that beginning in 2001, our sanctuary could not accommodate joint worship. Therefore, the church decided to buy land and build a new building. As we were praying and waiting for God, we started two services in September 2003. This offered just a temporary solution. However, God blessed abundantly, and not long after that, the Chinese worship is again almost at capacity, resulting in much negative impact on church growth. Due to the limitation of the sanctuary and the premises, joint worship become less frequent. Interaction of brother and sister, fellowship activities, even larger meeting require off-site premises, and it has caused much inconvenience, extra time, and more manpower. Therefore, in December of 2008, the Lincoln Mall approved a new building on the land across the road, part of which is current overflow parking lot. Currently, some of this year's overflow parking lot right now we have. Question: why build a new building now? Why? At the beginning of 2009, church invited Raul Worden, an experienced architect, to work with the building committee in prayer, discussion, and obtaining input from the congregation. The master plan and conceptual building design have gradually materialized. On September 20, 2009, architect presented the master plan and concept design drawing to the congregation. Since then, the building committee shared the plan with several fellowship groups, and it was well received. However, there was a concern over the architect's proposed budget of $909,000. It might be too much for the church to bear. Recently, church was approached by China Construction Company. They would like to offer their service to build the church's new building as their contribution to and for the benefit of Chinese community in Colombia. So they would not charge 15% overhead and profit for construction supervision. They would not charge overhead and profit for labor material, nor would they charge fee for general condition, which is contractor initial setup cost, equipment rental and so forth. In other words, at the beginning, contractor need to set up the site, and they cost a lot of money to for them to be ready to work on the project. They're going to waive this cost. They will do everything at their cost and pitch in what they can, either labor or material. Based on this new offer, the new conservative estimate is less than about $670,000, which includes a detailed design fee. But they need a detailed design drawing and specification to pin down the cost. And it is believed that with detailed information, a better price can be obtained. If our brother and sister can do some of the construction work ourselves, it will further reduce the construction cost. It is widely believed by many, including the Deacon Board members, that what brought China Construction to us is not a coincidence or something that happened. We believe it is God who is behind this. He is going to bless our church so much so as He brought China Construction to us. It is up to us to receive God's blessing. The project is fully supported by the Deacon Board, and the project is unanimously approved by the Deacon Board. We need to act now. It is time to build God's new building. The Deacon Board is proposing build as we go approach to build our new building based on church financial capability. This will impose little or no burden to the church's finance. I believe this is an answer to those who have concern over the church finance if the construction of the new building takes place. Next question. How do we pay for the proposed new building? Answer. Over the year, contribution to the building fund has accumulated enough to cover the cost of detailed design fee. The frame structure and the exterior shell of the proposed building so that it is practically free from the water infiltration. We plan to build as much as we have fund on hand. If brother and sister can pitch in labor and skill to build what they can for the building interior, then it will further reduce construction costs. The project will continue either little by little or portion by portion. As building fund continue to receive contribution, which is believed will happen until the completion of the project. This is a similar method we use in constructing the educational building behind us. Fundraising committee is in the process to promote fundraising. With your prayer and financial support, you will be successful, and it is entirely possible that the new building project will be completed sooner than anyone's expectation. Question. The city or county or zoning board has a requirement for building completion. What are the consequences or penalties or failure to do so, failure to comply? I'd like to answer this in this way. First, the time of active permit. Once the construction permit is issued, it is considered active as long as the work at the site does not become dormant for 6 months. Any request for a visit to the site which would allow building official to see some activity within 6 month period, it is enough for them to consider the project active. So we can keep the project active as long as we make some sort of progress and have them come to inspect it. We can continue on. About the partial permit, city can issue grading permit independently of the building permit. In addition, they can allow a foundation-only or shell only or rough in permit. So a strategic plan for partial construction will be worked out with architect before the construction starts. If the project fell into a status of inactivity for more than 6 months and was then found to be able to restart, a building official can issue a permit with a small fee, or he can require a new permit be issued, more permit fee. The worst case is if, and that is a big word, if the church were to be lax and not keep some kind of activity every 6 months, and the building code would to change, we could be faced with upgrading the plan to the current code. So this is too big a if. If we cannot keep it going in every 6 months, just ask them to come, even the little thing. I think this will be easily be done. And another condition is the code has changed and we fell behind, then they will ask us to upgrade our drawing to meet the code. This is the worst case. May God forbid that this will ever happen to our project. So this is the question I have received so far. So if there are any other question, I would like to answer, if I can. Any question? Seems like I have answered all your questions. So if there is no question, then I'll ask everyone to conclude this meeting. Is there any other questions? No question. So please vote for the building project. Thank you.
What I'm seeing is we plan that God has his own timing. And it sounds like January when I arrive home and then someone called me saying that, can we talk? And then so I mentioned to Nelson saying that someone want to see us and talk about the building. And I didn't expect that. And it was kind of offer saying that we would like to do something for the Chinese church, for the Chinese community here. I can sense that the God's timing is there. And then I asked a question saying that if we delay the building, what would be the consequence? And they said that it's very difficult to predict of the price for the material. But definitely it's going up, not going down. So if we wait for longer, and probably, you know, the budget will be different again. And then when we think about the possibility of having the building less than 700,000, that is, you know, we probably don't have any this kind of opportunity again. So that's why when we present to the board, everybody say, good, let's go ahead. And I can see that in the past maybe 2 years, we pray, we plan, and we share. It's not God's timing, and now it's God's timing, and then God bring everybody together. So the unity, so that we can do something to glorify God, that is beautiful. So we are not just talking about the building itself, we are talking about the body of Christ. God bring people together and say, let's do it. And that is very encouraging. So I hope, you know, we continue to pray, and if anyone, they are not here, they ask questions, whoever here, we can just share with them, saying that, you know, this is what I understand. If you say, okay, I'm not exactly sure how to answer this question, refer them to Nelson, then Nelson probably can give more detail and clearer answer. So hopefully by the end of this month, then we'll have support from the members, and then let's move forward from there. Okay, let's pray and then conclude this meeting together. Father God, we want to thank you again because we see your hand in the whole process, that when we plan, when we pray, when we seek your will, when we talk about different options, and then concerns that we have. Thank you, because all of those are very real. We want to thank you. And when we come to this point and we see that your hand is guiding us and you provide, you know, good resolution, and that you just, you know, just help us to come together, say this is the time, and we know that God, by your grace, we can do it in order to glorify your name. Lord, we pray that this project will bring our church together. We'll just, you know, bring the unity in our church, among the leaders, among brothers and sisters, even those they are not sure our members, but they will see that this is God's hand, God's grace. Lord, we want to thank you for this. And ask the Lord, you continue to just guide us step by step as we work on the, you know, detailed design, or, you know, possible detailed design and fundraising. You know, we just pray that God, you will continue to guide us, you know, give us wisdom. We want to thank you. Thank you for this time that we can get together. Thank you for everything. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you.